are here at the 2019 California Nevada Credit Union League's Reach Conference in beautiful Monterey, California. And in the studio lounge, I have Mr. Rico Delgadillo. I love the last name.
Thank you, sir.
It rolls off the tongue. Delgadillo. Takes me back to my Spanish classes in high school and college. So love it. Love it. You are almost, I don't even tell what company you're with. You're with Balance.
Yes, sir.
You're the new CEO of Balance. I apologize.
No problem.
So how are you? How's the conference going?
Conference is great. Phenomenal speakers. Diana Dykstra and her team always put on a great conference.
They do.
So I didn't expect anything less this time around. So it's been a fantastic. Who would have thought a violinist would have come out and also been a motivational speaker? It was fantastic.
Double your fun, for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely.
Indeed. So any takeaways? Anything stand out for you besides the violinist?
You know, what I really appreciated was the message, right? To look at not just the notes that you're carrying, but new notes. How are you going to do things differently? Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for all of us to be able to go back into our shops and say, what is it that we're doing mm-hmm. today? What can we do differently? And look at things through a different lens. I know for us at Balance, as we're looking going into 2020, if you think about, you know, we're celebrating actually 50 years. We've been around for 50 years.
I didn't know that. Wow,
yes,
50 years. Congratulations.
50 years. Thank you. Thank you. It's a huge, huge milestone mm-hmm. for us. And yet, as we're looking at the work that we've done over the years, it's really the building blocks of financial wellness. But when you think about it, we've been building the story mm-hmm. of what we like to see going into 2020 mm-hmm. as our new vision, as our new mission, where we're moving towards, and that's towards ending generational poverty. But we can't do it alone.
No, it takes a team.
You know, it's going to absolutely, and that's where we really lean on all of our credit union partners. So that's what makes Reach so exciting, gives us an opportunity to see the partners that we have mm-hmm. and help us get towards that new mission. And to that end, we actually are rolling out a new website. So we have,
thank you.
So we actually are rolling out whybalance.org. So this gives folks.
That was one of my questions.
Well, that gives folks, whybalance.org. This gives individuals the opportunity, not only existing partners to see what we have different to offer. Because again, we've been around for 50 years. Mm-hmm. We're not the same Balance that they may have gotten used to. So if you go to whybalance.org, it actually allows them to see everything that we are rolling out, mm-hmm. have rolled out. Mm-hmm. Plus, it gives anybody that's really interested in this movement of ending generational poverty, I invite everybody to come out and take a look at whybalance.org.
Indeed. So how do credit unions partner with you guys? How do you guys work together? I've always kind of wondered that. I've always seen, I know Cynthia Campbell really, really well from her days at Filene and now with you guys and stuff. And so I've always had that connection there. And so I've always wondered, how do you guys work together? How do you guys team up and work together to do what you just said and, you know, achieve this goal?
You know, the way we see the relationship is we really become an extension of what the credit union is already doing in serving their community.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's really about the credit union. We just come in and we really are an extension. Whether they need assistance or they want us to extend on education, whether it's webinars, whether it's youth, it's helping their members understand, again, the building blocks of financial wellness. Mm-hmm. Someone might have questions about their debt. Mm-hmm. They might have questions about their credit score. So when we come in, we look at it as partnering, but really behind the scenes, it's about the credit union and serving their members.
Oh,
so
sure.
more often than not, they need to feel comfortable with us, that mm-hmm. we're going to be serving their members mm-hmm. with the same quality and the same service that they would be doing themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So when we think about the message that was being delivered today, families helping families, people helping people, in order to be able to drive that mission, we're doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So again, collectively in that partnership, we're in that community serving the very members that they're wanting to serve. So it's really easy. All a credit union has to do is, again, go to whybalance.org,
mm-hmm.
take a look at the services that we offer, and then give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to explain how we work and how we're able to partner together. Because again, ending generational poverty, Mike, is not going to be easy, and we're not going to be able to do it alone.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this. Again, we've been building that story. We've been writing that story for the last 50
mm-hmm.
years now.
Mm-hmm. And you have a little bit of news. I mean, you are relatively the new CEO of Balance. You've been there, what, six months, I believe?
Six months, yes, sir.
So how is that going? And what are some immediate and future plans that you have on the docket?
Well, 6 months in the role, but definitely not new to Balance.
And you were talking before the recording.
Yes, sir. not new to the industry. So I've actually been in the industry 27 years.
Gotcha.
And it's one of those things where I still remember my first day 27 years ago, and what really I fell in love with our organization was our mission. So I was a counselor, and I still remember that first interaction where I was helping someone, getting them to understand, and I remember it vividly. It was it was a single mother, and she was really struggling making ends meet, and I was just helping her relook, restructure, think of new ways of being able to save her money, extend her money, how to pay down debt. And Mike, you would think I pulled off a miracle. I still remember the individual saying to me, I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but I would like to give you a hug. I just feel like you were sent here. And I'm thinking to myself, I was just doing my job. And it wasn't until later I started realizing the impact that we had. And that's what has kept me energized for 27 years. Mike, we wake up every single day with the opportunity to impact someone's life in a positive way. And that's what has been my life for getting close to three decades now, right? So 27 years, I'm still blown away. I don't even think about it until somebody mentions it. But now I have the opportunity to lead the very group that's part of that mission. And we have a phenomenal team. These are incredible individuals that come in every day and they believe in that. They know the work that they're doing, that it's so impactful. And it just, to this day, when I receive success stories from a lot of our team members, Mike, I kid you not, it gives you goosebumps. It makes you realize, now I find myself wanting to go out and just high five my coaches and my team and hug them because they're doing an incredible job.
That's inspiring stuff for sure. Inspiring, and keeps you going. And
oh my goodness, yeah,
strong,
absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
That's the motivation right there. That's the end thing. So what are plans for 2020? Because I mean, obviously, we only have basically 2.5 months left of 2019.
So going into 2020, I think that was the big lofty goal that we have right now was, one, creating whybalance.org to be able to give everybody an introduction, if you will, right? So Balance has been around for 50 years, and it's a bit of an introduction, really moving now our focus into the vision of ending generational poverty. That's what we're moving towards in 2020. Everything that we're doing, working with the communities, working with partners, getting everybody to understand. I think something that's really unique as well with Balance is we have coaches that are actually nationwide. So we have a lot of remote coaches. So we cover all the different time zones. We demographically were across the states. But we also have this huge program in the city of San Francisco where our financial coaches are actually out in the community. So it's in-place service. So if members needed to come and talk to us, they could actually go to a location instead of trying to find like one office. Right. So again, I think for 2020, that's the biggest commitment is being able to reintroduce, continue the energy, continue to remain energized, and continue to work with folks that really want to make an impact and, again, coming together to end generational poverty.
Is there a key to ending generational poverty? I mean, I know you can't wrap it up. I mean, it's a huge issue. And like you say, one person, one organization cannot do it alone. It takes a whole team, like an industry. But can you boil it down to what's the key to ending generational poverty? How do you get, I'm thinking education. That's step one, just in my mind.
So it's education. It's also getting individuals, again, building those financial building blocks, right? Getting them to a financial wellness, getting them to understand whether it's credit score. In some cases, getting them comfortable with they have a credit union account, right? But how many of them are truly saving? Getting them to understand savings, getting them to move into improving their credit standing, getting them now moving from rental to purchasing a home. These are all the things that we're able to help with.
Right.
But a lot of the times, it's just a lot of information. It's a lot of information to take in.
It can be daunting, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is where that one-on-one really helps out. Because here's the thing. A lot of folks have a lot of questions, but more often than not, they're too embarrassed to ask. You know,
there's a lot of pride involved, for sure.
Mike, if it's one thing, let's take Thanksgiving just for a second.
Okay.
We will talk about everything, at the Thanksgiving table. Yeah. There is no topic. Yeah. But we don't talk about finances. That's the one thing that we absolutely, nobody mm-hmm. talks about. No one's going to lean over and say, how are you doing with your savings?
Yeah.
How are you doing with debt? Mm-hmm. Have you paid off your debt? Where yeah. are you with student loans? These mm-hmm. are all the conversations that they can have confidentially with our coaches. They're able to ask those questions. Mm-hmm. And the difference is going from a one and done, if you will, from right. the traditional counseling. What we do at Balance is coaching. We actually say this within in-house, that when we commit to a family, you have a coach for life. So that individual is able to call their coach back.
Wow.
Things change in your life.
Yeah.
You get an increase in pay. I'm thinking about purchasing a car.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between purchasing and leasing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm now
mm-hmm.
thinking about buying a house. When we talk about ending generational poverty, Mike, I want to tell you a real quick success
sure,
story.
Sure.
So we had one situation with the program that we run in San Francisco. It's Smart Money Coaching. We had an individual that was, quote unquote, I shouldn't even say it that way, they were couch surfing. So they were homeless. They were moving from home to home, from mm-hmm. wherever they could mm-hmm. stay. When they finally reached out to talk to one of our coaches, it was determined that some of the challenges they were having had to do with, they hadn't looked at their credit report. They didn't even know what they were looking at when they did get it. They didn't really understand what they needed to do, but that was now a barrier mm-hmm. for them trying to find a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So when our coach actually had over 15 sessions with this individual, when you look at where they started and where they are now, our coaches were able to take someone that was couch surfing to getting them to start improving their credit score, to start saving, to actually have a place that they were able to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Albeit it is subsidized rental, but mm-hmm. they got
a
place of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And what that individual was most excited about is they said, I'm now actually going to purchase a dining room table and chairs where I could have a meal in my own place. It's a lot of stuff that we take for granted,
mm-hmm.
and this
that.
Is the kind of work,
yeah.
right? So that's what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start moving in that direction, that's where you start building those building blocks, getting people in a better financial position,
yeah.
and that's what's going to help us end generational poverty.
Yeah, and having said that, okay, then the dining room table turns into, you know, a bigger apartment, a better job, a car, a house, that type of thing, retirement, all that type of stuff. It feeds on itself.
Absolutely.
In a positive way.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Oh, such cool stuff. Such cool stuff. All right, where can we find out more about Balance? Obviously, whybalance.org.
So whybalance.org. You could also go to our regular website, which is balancepro.org.
Okay.
But I really recommend the whybalance.org because that's really the website where if you want to know about everything that we're
mm-hmm.
doing, all of the new changes,
mm-hmm.
you would like to give us a call, partner with us, our existing partnership, if they want to look on there and
yeah.
see something new that we're doing that we might be able to offer them that they're currently not using
mm-hmm.
in their credit union,
mm-hmm.
I say that's the best place. And then the last place, Mike, is, again, I'm new. I've been at it for 6 months, but something else that I also want to extend is to make sure that all of our partners, if anybody has any questions, they could reach out to me directly.
Sure.
I'll be more than happy to tell them because, again, I've been doing this for 27 years. I'm just as excited as I was in day one, and I hope to continue to do
it. Can you be more passionate? Come on, Rico. No, you are loaded with passion. I can tell.
Mike,
good stuff, Rico. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Done.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work there.
Appreciate
all right?
that.
It's really inspiring stuff
thank you
guys are doing.
Thank you.
Good job.
There you